To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Houston, when the game's on the line, you trust the Texans to deliver. When your life's on the line after an accident, trust the official personal injury attorney of the Houston Texans, Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Insurance companies have a game plan, and so do we. We fight for your rights, your recovery, and your results after an accident. Before you call the insurance company, call Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Sheriff Injury Law Firm, proud partner of the Houston Texans. Houston's choice for real, relentless results. Go to www.callthesheriff.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Talk New York sports here. The Fan.
Yeah. Inside the 1 a.m. hour on The Fan in New York. Let's get right back into it. So, flashing back here to the start of this baseball season, it's crazy how fast time flies. But, you know, when the season started, we were living in a Mets world. I swear, everything that was popping up was the Mets house. Come to Amazing Day. Juan Soto jersey. Buy your tickets. The Mets. It was Mets mania. And Yankee fans like myself were still living in, damn, we lost the World Series. John Sterling retired. Judge dropped a pop-up. He failed in the postseason again. Garrett Cole is out for the year. What do we do? And so I guess I had a little bit of a rant because people were basically proclaiming the Mets as like the kings of the city and all this stuff that, if you can remember, in the beginning of the season, the Mets had already won. It was a foregone conclusion. They were about to go knock off the Dodgers, win the World Series, whatever. So let's flash back to a show that I had. I remember it was a five-hour KM to AM. It was March 25th, and I played it up a little bit, but I got absolutely shredded for this take. And shout out to WFAN for clipping it. It says, Keith McPherson has some thoughts on the Mets adding a five-borough race to their game experience. And here's what I had to say about that on March 25th. It's a Mets world right now. The Mets are adding every freaking gimmick they can add. They got a five-borough race now with it's like a damn amusement park, not a ballpark. LED lights, a dance crew, and bring the whole family. They are doing everything in their power to sell tickets. But you know what sells tickets for the Yankees? The pinstripes, the brand, the tradition of winning, consistently winning. So, like, let the Mets rebrand and Steve Cohen come up with all these different giveaways and jerseys and bobbleheads and all these different things from a Mets house to Amazing Day, whatever. None of that translates to wins on the field.
Wow. What I was basically saying, like, that's cute and all. What pitchers did you buy? Did you stack the deck around Juan Soto? That's cool and all to show up and get, you know, a Kodai Senga jersey, bobblehead, Lindor bobblehead, whoever they had, different bobbleheads. But, like, are you going to win? No. Ultimately, no. Didn't win more games than they won the year before. 888-808-1019. Joshua's in Old Bridge next on The Fan.
Hey, what's up, big brother? Listen, man, I pretty much agree with everything you say all the time. And it's the same this time, man. Huge Mets fan. They failed at the project. They're trying to do a Moneyball situation, having a bunch of pitchers, putting them in early or late. It doesn't matter. The decision making was wrong. They're about to lose Alonso because of that decision making. But I mean, it's like you're putting in the young guys way too late. You should have started trying to see what they got earlier. I think McLean's a future guy, but like,
had to keep his rookie status.
which is a joke. Like, listen, you're going to put money to Soto. You better put money to everything else, too.
Yeah, you got to get him to the postseason. That's where he performs better than everybody else because he's got the slow heartbeat. I've been saying this all year. I was saying, don't worry about Soto's slow start. When he gets to October, they don't get him to October.
Listen, big brother, I agree with you, man. And I'm just fed up as a Mets fan. And sadly, I'm a Jets fan and a Nets fan. So I just can't take any more L's, man. I'm over it.
Thanks for the call, Josh. The Ets community, I feel for you. There's no reprieve. There's no on to the next. You know, as a kid, I remember I always would roll with the seasons. You know, just on to the next season. Baseball to football to basketball and, you know, hope for the best. And when you are a Mets, Jets, Nets fan, it has been vicious because, like, you had the hope of KD, Kyrie, James Harden. They all get hurt. They all go get traded away. You had Aaron Rodgers' promise of adding another Lombardi trophy, and he has the Achilles and shenanigans, and then they tell him, you're also dismissed. You can go away. And now with the Mets, obviously you had the, like, Scherzers and Verlanders that were here, but I don't think that felt like what signing Juan Soto felt like. Like, I was just saying the Fleegs, you know, because Fleegs was saying, of course he was happy, and everybody was. We have video of, I think, Evan, Sal, Loogie, and Hoff on the Rico, and their reaction, we got Soto! Like, it happened, and I understand that because it's like the top free agent in baseball never chooses the Mets. So just that joy alone is awesome. But then that turned into, ha-ha, you wanted him. You wanted him to be a Yankee. He chose us. We're the better option in town. And all of this parading and dancing around, hey, just chill. Just chill. And, like, I'm not going to hold you. The satisfaction that I got off of, like, no, they're not going to make it. Like, this first year, it does not matter what the Yankees do. The Yankees have disappointed me a ton of times. The last time the Yankees lost to the Red Sox in Fenway, I was mad as hell before they even got there because they should have won enough games to host that game. If they get beat by the Boston Red Sox in this three game set, I've seen the Boston Red Sox dominate them all year. But, like, nothing will change the fact that, like, Juan Soto came out and said, yeah, you know, it's a Mets town, and I think they have a better chance to win over the next few years, and we're building a dynasty, and Scott Boras fed him all that nonsense to say at that press conference. Would love to hear from Juan Soto right now. You could have made about the same money, probably more money off the field. You'd be in the postseason with this Yankee team. Judge would have stayed in center field. Things would have been so different. Just love how it worked out for the New York Yankees. John is in Bayonne on the Fan. Hello, John.
I keep on telling you, hit a home run, hit a grand slam. You're saying everything that's right because when you remember in the beginning of the year with the Mets town, big brother, little brother. But I look at it this way, big brother, little sister, because these guys are only two games over 500. With a payroll like that, two games over 500.
Shame.
And I'll tell you right now, the Cincinnati Reds got the better manager because Terps Francona said, we're not going to win the division. We got to beat the teams that are going to be in the wild card. What did they do to the Mets? They won four out of the six.
Yeah.
And guess what?
Close games, too.
They did the right thing.
Yep.
They didn't have the better lineup. They didn't have the better pitcher set. They didn't have the better payroll. They played baseball what you're supposed to play. And Mr. Stern there, the Milwaukee Brewers are in the playoffs again.
Oh, they're doing great without him. They've gone up. Yes. They're better without him.
Right, so when it comes down to Stern, is this genius, and he's going to play now. And another thing is, people ain't bringing up, but didn't Mr. Cone want a casino near City Field?
Yeah, did it get approved?
Yeah. I think so.
Yeah, I think it did. I think Nas is involved in it. I think it's coming.
So it's all about money with him. It's not about winning World Series. Mr. Steinbrenner, that team was his life, okay? And he made it where it is today because that was winning.
And he enforced a winning culture, a pride. Like, you're a New York Yankee. It means something to win and to represent New York. That's way different.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Houston, when the game's on the line, you trust the Texans to deliver. When your life's on the line after an accident, trust the official personal injury attorney of the Houston Texans, Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Insurance companies have a game plan, and so do we. We fight for your rights, your recovery, and your results. After an accident, before you call the insurance company, call Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Sheriff Injury Law Firm, proud partner of the Houston Texans. Houston's choice for real, relentless results. Go to www.callthesheriff.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly outside of Cleveland, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Right, and it comes down to Cone's got all his stock and stuff. Listen, come on, the Will Ponds the same way. The Mets are just not, but, you know, hey, guess what? We'll make the money. That's all that matters. It's not about winning. It wasn't about winning. Steinbrenner made that. He put $20 million in and building it to $1 billion.
He didn't care. And all the players, and, you know, I've been blessed to hang around Goose Gossage and Bucky Dent and Greg Nettles and Roy White, and they talked of anything that those guys needed, whether they needed, you know, whatever they needed. He got it done for his players because his players are going to go out there and win. You know, that winning was the number one thing.
And he had the best managers, and he had the best GMs, and he that's baseball.
And if you didn't win, and if you didn't know what you're doing, he fired Bucky Dent because Bucky Dent said he didn't have any answers, something along the lines of, like, he didn't know how to fix it. You don't know how to fix it. You're gone, John. Thanks for the call, man. We know. And so that's why, you know, and definitely Yankee fans older than me that lived through the 70s or even the 80s, you know, before, like, the audacity of you to call Steve Cohen the new George Steinbrenner. Nothing like him. It's not, like, money because he's bought some players? Nothing like him. Not the same mentality, not the same results. It's just not the same. Stop trying to be the New York Yankees. You can't. Don't fix your lips to say who is Big Brother and what has changed until it changes. Nothing changes until it does. Juan Soto, one player, does not change anything. Juan Soto did not have the right people in his ear. If he had the right people around him, they would say, listen, bro, you just got offered more money than anybody has ever gotten offered by a lot to be a Yankee. They doubled what they offered Judge. Take it. Are you crazy? A day in the Bronx on the Fan. What up, man?
Yo. What's good, man? Oh, it feels so good. It feels so good. That's all I'll say. But no, the script writers really went crazy on this one. Wouldn't you say?
Bro, the Reds, Like the way that it ended, they both lose and the Reds own the tiebreaker. And if you go back to that Reds series, the Reds beat them like 3-2 in the last. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah.
They found a way. They found a way to blow it in epic fashion.
And you know, the Mets, or at least Mets fans, they always like brag about their broadcast. I don't really see the appeal in them. They were really salty at the end. They were like, this is their World Series. And somebody, I saw a comment, and this is not an original comment of mine, but somebody was like, yeah, but the Mets, this was your World Series too, but you didn't win it.
Right.
That was your World Series too, Mets.
Right, it was their World Series last year in Atlanta with the Braves. Thanks for the call, bro. That's a great point. They always want to talk about Gary, Keith, and Ron and how great that broadcast booth is. I know Gary took a hit with his comments about Shaw from the Cubs, and then a lot of people were talking about, hey, you don't have the right to the victor, go the spoils. You don't have the right to criticize the Marlins, who walked you down, the Marlins, who knew, hey, we're ending your season. The Marlins, who have it out for you this year. Shout out to the Mets and all the gimmicks that they do. I went there. And they were first class. And I know I got on this radio station. I said, I can't thank them enough. The organization does things like bring Blippi out, which all these kids love. And I was able to put my son in a room where he could meet Blippi. Awesome. You know what I did? I went to my seats after that. And I watched former Yankee Augustin Ramirez crack a home run off Kodai Senga. The game was over after that. The Marlins took 3 out of 4 in that building. And I'm like, it's getting late. The Mets can't be losing these games. They're not going to have enough. And so people killed me, and people crushed me, and we'll go back to another thing that I said on the Fan. Let me see. This was August 20th. I'm pretty sure this was August 20th. I filled in for BT and Sal. Shout out to Bill, wherever you are. Bill, you don't even have to call. You're going to get played on WFAN tonight. Pun intended. Let's go to the clip from August 20th, what I was just trying to say. You know, don't shoot the messenger. Here it is. August 20th.
And hello, Bill.
Yeah, how you doing there? I just like to give a shout-out to Mets fans that this guy is nothing more than a mean-spirited Met hater.
Shoot the messenger. Somebody's got to give it to you straight. This isn't what you signed up for. Season ticket prices just went up. Owner called you out, said show up to the ballpark, and you have 42, almost 43,000 a night to see strikeouts, ground balls, to see a 9-run inning. Let's just be real, deal with the facts. And it doesn't have to be about the Yankees or fandom. I'm a baseball fan looking at the Mets, a $340 million payroll. The highest contract in American sports history for one player that doesn't make a team. You can add all these rinky-dink things to Citi Field, all this stuff. It doesn't do anything for the product on the field. It's not good enough. And so if you want to be mad at me, be mad at me, because somebody's got to take it, right? Be mad at me when you miss the postseason. That's unacceptable. That's unacceptable. And it's going to get tough. You want to win, right? We're going on 40 years. It'll be 2026 next year. So you're going to go into 2026 missing the postseason? Oh, but Juan Soto is a Met. He loves the Mets. Family culture. Dynasty building. What? It's hard to hear the truth. And the truth is, this roster wasn't constructed well enough. Not deep enough. You passed up on pitching and thought that you could get by, and now you're coming up short.
Dang. Damn, that boy was spitting. They didn't want to hear it, though. They did not want to hear it, though. Sounds better after the fact. 888-808-1019. Stevens in Nassau County. Next on the Fan.
How's it going?
It's going.
Long-time caller, long-time listener. I just want to comment on the fact that I thought Stearns was overmatched in the New York market. Yeah. I know he did a great job with Milwaukee, but I guess he didn't understand the contents of New York and the demands of it. I don't think he supplied the Mets with a pitching staff that could do anything. And Soto was a nice add, but if he didn't bring back Alonso, just imagine where the team would have been. I mean, and other than that, long-suffering Mets fans, I feel for you. I'm a diehard Yankee fan, but we haven't won anything since 2009, so I'm suffering just as much. But the one thing I do know is my ownership. I know my ownership. between Steinbrenner and Cashman, I know that they're always trying to put the best product out there.
Yeah, they're going to gonna find guys,
and that's the biggest difference. I mean, you know, and for that, I'll let you go on and say what you got to say. I like the show, like what I've been hearing. So
thanks for the call, Steven. I can't give David Stearns credit for signing Alonzo. They met at some type of social club. That was Steve Cohen going to get Alonzo after Met fans showed up to Amazing Day and said, re-sign him. We want Pete. Bring back Alonzo. Right? Remember? It wasn't that long ago. Steve Cohen told you he didn't like the way the negotiations were going. It was the toughest negotiation with Boris. So he had to get in a room with Pete. Stearns, I give credit for helping with the contract because it's a masterful contract. And I don't know if Steve has been around the game long enough to come up with those opt-outs and those bonuses. Missed out on that $100K not being an all-star. Also missed out on that $500K for, you know, being the MVP. He's not going to be the MVP. But I can't give Stearns credit for Juan Soto either. That whole process, right, as I joked in my thing about Juan Soto saying it was a family thing, that whole process, remember they went out to California? And he saw his house out there. That was supposed to be Alex and Steve Cohen. And suppose they brought in, Alex's dad or the grandfather or someone like, this is a family thing. Your family's going to be a part of our family. I didn't hear anything about David Stern's family. So, yeah. As I talked about him massaging the bullpen in that roster with these randoms, these guys off the scrap heap. Brian Cashman will find a guy off the scrap heap and he becomes Luke Weaver. Or he becomes Gio Urshela or Luke Voigt or Mike Talkman or, you know what I'm saying? The Yankees could never be the Mets. Fans would riot. They try and burn the building down if that happened. And the Yankees are just consistently signing players, developing players, bringing in new talent, finding guys, and finding a way back to the postseason. And we take them for granted. We really do. We expect it. Like I said, weeks ago, people, yo, what's the deal for the postseason, bro? You go to the games, you do some watch parties, live streams, what's good? We got to get there, bro. But no, David Stearns, unacceptable what you did with this pitching staff. And I'll give him this grace, but I won't give it to him at a certain point. Things changed when Kodai Senga got pulled off the bag by Pete Alonso and he got that hamstring injury. Okay, adapt, adjust. Call one of the kids up earlier when McGill goes down, when Montas isn't right. Like, you had the trade deadline. Pitchers were moved. Give up what it takes to go get the, I don't know, Sandy Alcantara. And I know the Marlins are probably asking for everything because they hate the Mets. Or Zach Gallen or a Joe Kelly. Or, you know, there were Shane Bieber. There were other guys to be had. There were guys out there, or even Charlie Morton might have been able to stabilize a little bit. To not get a starter at all, but bring in Cedric Mullins, Helsley, Rogers, Soto, and we were all praising this super pen. But there's also a level of scouting that you need to know about players bringing them to New York. Will it work? Can they handle it? The lights are brighter. There's more media coverage. When they go in that locker room, there's hella journalists and reporters. When they come out to warm up, there's fans already in the stands. Like, it's different here. You got to know about the feel and these guys' heartbeat. And Stearns in year two showed us that. He's, you know, as much as he was heralded, as much as he was hyped up, and it was like, oh, Steve Cohen gets what he wants. The king! Please. The king brought this guy in, and in his first year, they caught lightning in a bottle, and I can't even give Stearns that much credit for that. That was a pop star slash utility infielder that had the best year of his late career, a purple mascot from McDonald's and McDonald's marketing, and all these other things that happened last year for them to hit. Why don't you go get Harrison Bader, bro? He was available. David Robertson was available. Like, I don't know. There were things that he could have done that he passed on. And you know, and I know, when it got late and it's like, oh, they're calling up Jonah Tong and Brandon Sproat. Fingers crossed, hope for the best, but like, that's not a plan. Hope is not a strategy. There was a lot of hoping going on. Steve Cohen told you when he blew it up with Billy Epler, hope is not a strategy. That they had like a 15% chance to make the postseason, so. They had an 80, 8% chance to make the postseason. Probably higher when they were the best team in baseball, but late. Late. I remember reading an article in The Athletics, and I was thinking, hey, they're going to get it done. Yeah, they play some good teams, but they're not going to lose out. They're not going to get swept by the Phillies, lose to the Texas. And they did, man, in epic fashion. In epic fashion. 888-808-1019. You got no one to be mad at besides the owner of the team, the president of baseball operations, the manager of the team, and the players. The seven line's not showing up to greet the players today, huh? Last year was, oh, let's show up. Let's bring bag lunches and snacks and balloons for the Mets players because they lost to Shohei Ohtani and the eventual champions. No parade for Juan Soto not having a down year. Just chill. Just pipe down a bit. Just like relax a little bit. Same thing went on when Carlos Correa got signed. I was on The Fan. I remember listening to the Salicata show when in the middle of the night they signed Carlos Correa. I wish I had it recorded. I wish I screen recorded some of it. Proclaiming that Carlos Correa and Francisco Lindor were the new A-Rod and Jeter, and the Mets were going to the World Series. Just chill. Just relax. You can't predict baseball. No one knows what's going to happen. So stop telling us what is and what isn't. Something you can bank on, the Yankees are going to be the Yankees. Their whole business model is being the Yankees. They're not going out of business. And wait till they get their business in order, maybe it's this year, to win a World Series. They're going to print money. And they're going to build a new money tree that will last forever. My guy, yep. Jarvis in Harlem, are you awake, Jarvis? You there?
Yes, I'm awake. I'm awake. Yes, I'm awake.
I'm trying to keep you awake. I'm good, man. Good to be here.
Yeah. I want to talk about the Yankees and Mets, and you know, for the Mets, you know what? If they would have taken care of business in the regular season, you know, beating the Nationals, or if they would have losing 2 out of 3 in that final home game, losing 2 out of 3 to the Nationals, and then going on the road and took 2 out of 3 for the Cubs, and then the Marlins, which was a trap game, and you know, losing 2 out of 3 to the Marlins, which eliminate you and then miss the playoffs. But they should have missed the playoffs last year if they would have lost both games, a doubleheader against the Braves. Maybe the Mets will be in the playoffs.
Barely got
in. They would have missed the playoffs back to back years.
But they're super confident because they were 2 games away from the World Series, which that also was fool's gold. That it was a 20-run differential in that series. The Dodgers beat them. They were plus 20 in the series. So, yeah, it was 2 games. Like, I remember them celebrating, you only got a game off the Dodgers. Yeah, in the World Series. It's different.
Right. And then I want to talk about the Yankees. Last Tuesday when the Yankees clinched a playoff berth, everybody get upset like, oh, because you celebrate because the Yankees clinch a playoff berth.
Yes.
That's what it's all about. Yankees clinch a because they make the playoffs every single year. So I don't know why is everybody complaining because Yankees celebrate because they make the playoffs. I don't understand like these Yankee haters. I don't get it, man. So
I get it. Thanks for the call, Jarvis. When you're great, they're going to hate. It comes with the territory. Anybody that's good at anything has haters. If you ain't got no haters, you ain't popping. I didn't understand it. Some people say I'm terrible at what I do here. This is year 4. People write on Reddit, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, he sucks, unlistenable, trash. But then other people are like, he's the best. Somewhere in the middle, it actually, you know, lies the truth. The best players in the world, LeBron. LeBron is the king. LeBron gets hated on. You don't know why they hate on the Yankees? They hate on the Yankees because the Yankees have a winning record every year. The Yankees go to the postseason every year. I would hate on that too. I would hate the Yankees. The Yankees find guys like Derek Jeter. They find guys like Aaron Judge. And it just keeps going and going. The Yankees have great fans. You know, the Mets are represented by Frank the Tank, that other dude with the glasses from Barstool, KFC, Positive Tommy, Salicata, Jolly. Yankees have some cooler fans. But I get it. They're going to hate on the Yankees team for popping champagne. I'm glad that they did. You know why? They didn't get to pop champagne for winning the division. It was close. Tiebreaker goes to the Toronto Blue Jays, who I was ready. You want to talk about receipts? And shout out to Big Mac, who's calling them frauds. They were fraudulent, but they figured it out down the stretch because of the way the schedule. They ended up with Tampa. But I had receipts for Buck Martinez, George Springer, Vladdy Jr., Alek Manoah, all of them. I was ready to, you know, put those out there, but no, it was set up where, no, you don't get to pull receipts on the Blue Jays. This is for the Mets. And everybody came out the woodwork to dance on the Mets' grave. You know why? Because it's like you signed this player to a ridiculous contract. And it's funny, right? You paid him more money than Ohtani and he can't pitch. Like, you need pitching. You paid this guy more than the one unicorn that we have that can hit 55 bombs and get on the mound for you. You paid him more than that guy. He can't pitch. Juan Soto, not only can he not pitch, Juan Soto's got some bad bloopers down the stretch. Luckily, he made up for the one. I think the team made up for the one in Chicago. But, oh, the one that went under his glove in the sun against the Nationals. That's bad. You're the big money guy. He's supposed to be carrying the team at the end. He's supposed to put the team on your back, Juan. I would love to hear from Juan Soto. Are you mad that you're not going to be performing in the postseason? Are you okay because you made the money? You got the contract. You're great. You got another 14 years to get after it. 888-808-1019. Got to take a break here. Running out of time. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Houston, when the game's on the line, you trust the Texans to deliver. When your life's on the line after an accident, trust the official personal injury attorney of the Houston Texans, Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Insurance companies have a game plan, and so do we. We fight for your rights, your recovery, and your results. After an accident, before you call the insurance company, call Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Sheriff Injury Law Firm, proud partner of the Houston Texans. Houston's choice for real, relentless results. Go to www.callthesheriff.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Real sports talk for real fans with real opinions. The Fan, 101.9 FM and always streaming on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn apps.
Some new. All right. Final stretch here on The Fan tonight. Monday night into Tuesday night. Big Mac coming up next. Stay tuned. I just said that in the YouTube chat for those of you watching at home. Let's keep it up. We've had a good amount of people talking in the chat and watching in the chat. You know, so many more people awake during the day. Like, I'll tune into BT and Sal. And, you know, of course, like, everybody couldn't wait to hear Sal talk about the Mets. And there was like 2,000 people in the chat at one point. And, you know, humbly, we have about 200 we got up to tonight. I think right now it's at 179, but because it's the middle of the night. Like, people have to go to bed. People sleep. But I love the conversation, the back and forth, the debates that go on. Mets fans, Yankee fans in the chat. It's just like added another layer to this thing, you know. So let's take the rest of these calls. I'll leave it to you guys. I've said enough, you know. I even had a tweet like, hey, give us some thoughts about the Yankees-Red Sox game. And I'm like, this is the Yankees-Red Sox. We've played them all year. We've seen Crochet multiple times this year. They've seen Max Fried. Like, I'll be on after a game tomorrow night. We'll talk about game one tomorrow night and what needs to happen. I think what needs to happen, take game one. The Yankees need to take game one. I don't know the math on it. I'm sure by tomorrow night we'll have the math on it. But it behooves you to win that first game in a best out of three. All right, let's go back to the phone. Carlos in Clifton, New Jersey. He made a ChatGPT graphic of me in my Yankee jersey bandana on.
Yes. You should have that on the WFAN logo, that one that's on the app. Hey, I would be remiss if I get on here and I didn't wish you a Merry Christmas. All right? But anyway,
Merry Christmas.
I was following that guy.
Merry Clinch. Clinch miss, because the Mets miss, yeah. Miss clinching. Merry Clinch miss. There you go. Clinch missing.
Well, listen, this weekend was one of the best as a New York sports fan. As a Yankee fan, I sat there. My wife thought I was crazy watching the game. I had on my leather Yankee jacket with the white sleeves with all the patches. She was asking me if I was cold. I was like, no, I'm watching the game. Relax. I'm watching that game. I got the Giants game on my cell phone. I'm waiting for the Mets game to start. And then once the Yankees get down, I said, okay, this is what I sort of wanted when I spoke to Keith. I wanted us to not have that week off and going hot. All right. Still hasn't happened. We don't know. But then, yeah, the Giants won. And then I go to the Mets, and I'm listening from the Cincinnati broadcast. And they're telling me, and I don't believe this, they said, once they got to the ninth inning, the Mets had never came back all year trailing in the ninth inning to win a game. How is that possible? Is that
possible? Sorry.
Is that possible?
They were trailing from when?
When they went into the ninth inning in any game this year, they were trailing in the ninth.
They're 0-67. They're the first team all time. Like, that's why I said they found, like, this season a Mets-y-ass stat. They made history. The Mets finished 0-67 this season when trailing after eight innings. They were the only team to do that. So never did they come back and win in the ninth inning. They didn't have a rally. They didn't have any type of rally and tie going to extras. They just folded.
And then I was listening a little earlier at work to one of the other WFAN hosts, and he was equating the Soto to the Mets from the Yankees as a 15-round fight, and they lost round one. No, you got knocked out. What do you mean you lost round one? You got knocked out.
Yeah, it's funny because it's like they always want to play the long game. They want to play the 15 rounds, 15 years. What are we talking about, man?
But not only – I'm going to leave you. I know you got more callers than you towards the end. Now, I'm glad that we were able to transition to Plan B. But, you know, Plan B, what really Plan B is, we don't have 15 years to take care of that baby. So we're good. I'll let you go, Keith. Have a good one.
Yeah, that Plan B. They used to keep them Plan Bs on campus. You go see the – yeah, the funny one that got me today. Some chick that's a Phillies fan, they put out the picture of Juan Soto where he had the belly. He had the gut. And I guess she had a DM exchange or a text exchange with her friend. And she said Juan Soto was pregnant with an 82-win season. I was like, damn. Very close. Spot on. Oh, man. The jokes write themselves. Trying to play the long game. Oh, yeah, you guys got round one. No, we got forever. Like, what are you saying? You can't just cherry pick and move goalposts. It's hilarious. Like all that. Like, it's funny now, right? All I was told in the winter and early spring was cope. Who's coping now? Let's go to Scarsdale and talk to Pete on the Fan in New York. Hello, Pete.
Yo, the King Keith of radio, baby.
King Keith. You're got a better sound to it than King Cohen.
No, you're the king, baby.
Appreciate
and let me tell you something. I'm vibing right now. Let me explain something to you. We just made the playoffs without Cole. Nobody's
crazy.
Talking about that. Gil was out most of the year, and we're going to the playoffs. We would have been up by 8 games. Right now it's going to be like the Giants when we won the Super Bowl going to Green Bay and then knocking out San Francisco. We're going to knock out Boston.
Sure.
We're going to take out Toronto.
Why
and
not?
We're going in, baby.
I believe.
Okay? I'm vibing right now.
I believe.
We got players that could contact the ball. We're stealing bases, bro. We're back. I'm telling you. We're going to take a lot of pitches tomorrow. We're going to knock out that Boston Red Sox pitcher
get to their bullpen
in the regular season.
Hit home runs.
And we're going into that bullpen, baby.
Rock the place.
And one thing I want to tell you, though, that I'm really pissed off, that I've been listening to some of these analysts. They're crazy. Judge is winning the MVP. If he doesn't win the MVP, I'm going to flip out. He wins in every category except home runs, RBIs, and guess what other? At-bats. The guy has 55 more at-bats than Judge does. If Judge has the same at-bats, 10, he hits a home run every 10 at-bats. So 55 at-bats, the guy, Judge would have been at like 59, 58.
53 home runs, he missed time. Most home runs by a batting champion in history, a .331 batting average, his first ever batting title, 36 intentional walks, more than all the other 29 MLB teams. Highs, OPS. Like, it's just stupid that we even have to campaign for the best living player.
And he lost Soto and a bunch of others in the lineup. And he still killed it this year.
Yeah, he was Soto proof. And Soto was Judge proof in a way too, but he struggled at, you know, out the gate. But nah, I'm right there with you. Now the last part of it is for Judge to carry it into October and
that's
silence all the haters. Let's go, Pete. 888-808-1019 as we proceed to give you what you need. Dave is in Rockland County on the Fan. Go for it, Dave.
Yo, what's up? Postseason, baby.
Yeah, we here again, huh? We right back. Yep. Lost Juan Soto, lost Garrett Cole, somehow got right back into the dance.
Soto, who, I don't know. Also, if I'm a Mets fan, I want Stearns to be fired now, ASAP.
Somebody's got to get fired, right? Somebody has to be the sacrifice for this. Fire Chavez and Hefner and whoever else. Like, don't give me the word salad. Like, don't give me all that talk. If I'm a Mets fan, I'm mad as hell. I can't live. I can't wear this Mets gear. I bought all this Mets gear this year. I went to all these games, and you got me out here looking crazy. Not me, but, you know, speaking as the Mets fan.
Last year was an anomaly. I don't know what happened. Oh, my God. Grimace, stuff like that, whatever. One of those magical Mets years.
They hit. They hit at a ridiculous rate. That, you know, and they pitched enough.
It was a magical year, as they say about every season like that for the Mets.
Yeah, and here it is with their own history. They can't do it again, back-to-back years. You can't, like, it is crazy. And they can't make the postseason back-to-back years. You go out and add Juan Soto to a team that got 2 games from the World Series, and we're sitting here talking about epic stuff in a failure. Thanks for the call, Dave. You know, I had another video that came out where I was talking about how, like, the Mets are going to collapse into the postseason. They'll just faint into it because the Reds aren't good enough. The Reds went 25-26 over their final 51 games. The Reds are the first team in MLB history, no qualifying batter to hit .270, no batter hit 25 homers, no pitcher won 15 games, no pitcher notched 200 strikeouts. And all we heard about was how the National League is so much better than the American League. Okay, I give you that. But damn, the National League is that good that you can't make the postseason? Come on, yo. John is in Brooklyn next with us on the Fan. Hello, John.
Yo, what up? Keith, been a while since I called, but, you know, I'm just gonna call here to say that I represent New York City. So I don't mind. I'm a Mets fan, but I like the Yankees too because I got a lot of friends.
Mets fans for Yankees? There we go.
Yeah, I got Yankee friends. So, you know what I'm going to do? Go for the Philly? Go for Boston? No, I'm going to go for the Yankees.
No, there are Mets fans that are all signing up. Let's go Red Sox. They are... I'm seeing them. They're coming out of the woodwork hoping that the Red Sox embarrass us.
That's just corny. We live over here. How do you want them to have it over there? But one thing I got to say, though, is that you cleared the airwaves a long time ago when you said that the GM did not sign Soto, that that was the owner. Not only did he not just sign Soto, but he also stepped in and he signed Pete Alonso. Now, imagine if the GM would have not made that move and they would have not signed Soto. Oh, my God. People would have told this guy
would have had,
that he had
jerks and Profar, so
yeah. Now the other thing though, right? He, you think that you know when he went to go get Soto, you think that he used that line that Sal used to Wilson, the quarterback? I'm gonna go see Soto. You stay here and read a book.
Thanks for the call, John. Maybe. Hey, you stay in the car. Here, let me give you the iPad, David. I'll handle this. Don't need you in this one. Like, Juan Soto is a money man. Steve Cohen is a rich money man. That's how Juan Soto went to the Mets, right? And that's what I was saying from the whole thing. Don't give me the family environment. Don't give me the, oh, I think I have a better chance to win over the next 6-7 years. Because to me, 6-7, I'm like, 6-7, what are you talking about? The rest of Judge's contract? Oh, yeah, there's a better chance to win dynasty building. Just say I was always going to the highest bidder. This man is a billionaire. I am going to be filthy rich playing for him. The Yankees bowed out. I remember the winter meetings vividly. I had two offers to go live on different outlets, and I went to bed. So I'm like, this isn't a party for me. This is a party for the Mets fan. I'm not going live. I'm not talking to you guys about this right now. And I just watched. I remember the figures came out, and I laughed. I laughed. I went back to those tweets. I didn't bring them up to the surface now. But I said he wanted to be a Met. That's hilarious. He turned down $760 million to be a Yankee, and he wanted to be a Met. No, he wanted the highest offer, and that's foolish. I don't think Juan Soto really had the right people in his corner. He just took the highest number. He wanted to just be king of the hill, top of the heap, not realizing, like, you could have been that with the Yankees and you would be in the postseason right now. But it worked out for us. The Yankees had the best outfield in the game. Judge in right, Grisham center, Belly in left. You do the math. OPS, homers, and then defensively how great they all are. It worked out. We don't get Max Fried without Juan Soto taking that deal. That's why you think Cashman dipped off and went to bed. Hal's another one that prioritizes his sleep. We remember that from the winter meetings. Hal being the first one to pull out. Says, whatever y'all decide, it'll be there in the morning. I'm not staying up all night going back and forth with Scott Boras trying to outbid Steve Cohen. We're done here. And then we wake up the next day and we talk to Max Fried. And Max Fried's first year in pinstripes, boy, did he earn them. And I hope he continues to earn them in the postseason, leading the way as the ace. I just went through, you know, Judge's prowess quickly here because we're running out of time. Max Fried with 19 wins. I won't go through it because I want to get to my calls. Max Fried, I see you, bro. Stand on business on that mound in the boogie down. We will be behind you. Operate like you have in the past, like you want to put another World Series ring on. Tony up in Montreal on the Fan. What's up, Tony?
Hey, listen, we had this discussion on So-So, and I said we're better off. The Yanks are better off not signing him. Cashman is not a fool. He's a horse trader. He knows what he's doing. Everybody was down on Boone. Boone's been 8 years into the playoffs. And guess what? Judge is back, and Soto is, I don't know, in Venezuela, or he's in Puerto Rico, or he's at a beach somewhere.
Yeah,
and
his Miami house, he might be in that same hot tub he was in popping champagne when he signed the deal.
Yeah, guess what, Rick? You know, there's a thing to be said about your value in baseball lore, L-O-R-E, baseball history. And nobody's going to touch Judge because Judge is a gentleman. But I'm going to say this tonight. Alonso is going to sign with the Yanks next year. I can't guarantee that, but you know what? He keeps his mouth shut, and I don't think he was happy with So-So.
Thanks for the call, Tony. Not interested in Pete Alonso. Just got to get you out because Greg from Atlanta is our last call. You got about a minute and a half.
I got the last call like the last time. What's going on, brother? Keep preaching, though, man. You're
gotcha.
Not chiming, man. You're preaching like the deacon in church, bro. But it's
Amen.
Cool. Hey, what I was going to say was I was kind of disappointed when I heard they're retaining Mendoza's services. I'm sorry. I saw what I saw the whole season. He was not good.
He's, not to cut you off, he's got a three-year deal. It's just the third year of his contract. He'll start the year, and if it ain't looking right, he could get fired before the year ends, you know? They did just. I did just see Bob Melvin get fired. Bruce Bochy get fired. Like some of these guys with time and tenure got fired, and he's still a new manager.
Yeah, but come on, they didn't give Buck that same grace. He didn't tank like this.
I know they did him dirty.
But I know again, it's Stern's boy, but I'm telling you from what my eyes don't deceive me. What I saw this whole season was a catastrophe with this guy.
They didn't rally around anything Mendoza had to say. He said the same thing. In the post game, every single game, he made mistakes as far as pinch hitting, pinch running, when to take guys out, trusting in guys' patience, lanes for guys. Like he's a part of it too as the manager. Now he was accountable, but
I think he's culpable.
But you can get fired for that. This is New York. This is a historic collapse. This is an all time bad year.
Yeah, it is.
Somebody's got to pay for it.
Yes, sir.
So they're just gonna fire all the coaches.
Hey,
yeah, go.
Can I chime in real quick about something?
Yep.
I think the Mets should go after Josh Naylor at first base.
It could happen. He's got a little attitude to him. Yeah. I think he's a free agent. They traded
him
from
my call, brother.
Yeah. They traded him from Arizona to the Mariners. Let's see what he does in the postseason. He's not liked around here because he did the rock the baby. He said, Garrett Cole's my effing son. And we remembered that. And so when we got the Guardians up out the paint, Gleyber Torres was standing there rocking the baby. Postseason's back. Yeah. More moments coming up. I will be with you after, hopefully, the Yankees win game one out of three. And we'll celebrate a little bit tomorrow night. Big Mac is coming up next. Please keep watching on YouTube and listening right here on The Fan.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. WFAN New York.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Houston, when the game's on the line, you trust the Texans to deliver. When your life's on the line after an accident, trust the official personal injury attorney of the Houston Texans, Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Insurance companies have a game plan, and so do we. We fight for your rights, your recovery, and your results. After an accident, before you call the insurance company, call Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Sheriff Injury Law Firm, proud partner of the Houston Texans. Houston's choice for real, relentless results. Go to www.callthesheriff.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.